This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Norman Reed, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Reed, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Sarah Kimbrough, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is S-A-R-A. Kimbrough, last name is K-I-M-B-R-O-U-G-H. On December 11th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a video physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is an 84-year-old female, height 5'11" tall, weight 150 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about March 2nd, 2021, period. The patient was a passenger in the front with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when her vehicle was stopped and rear-ended, period. The patient was jerked, and the next day she had pain in her right shoulder, period. Despite adequate treatment, she is still having pain and difficulty of her right shoulder, period. New paragraph. Her right shoulder pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. The pain is described as intermittent, period. It lasts 8 hours per day, period. It is an aching-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 8.5 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the elbow, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. If she was seen at Eskenazi Clinic that day, her prior ongoing physical therapy continued, and it was adjusted to reflect injuries to the right shoulder, period. So she continued her ongoing physical therapy that was 2 times a week before the accident, and it continued, period. She is continuing to have this physical therapy, period. She is also getting physical therapy for vascular difficulties, period. She did see her family doctor at Eskenazi Adult Care every 2 months, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems lifting her right arm above her head, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma, putting on coats and clothes, comma, lying on her right side, comma, housework, comma, and sleeping, period. New paragraph, medications include medicine for hypertension, comma, congestive heart failure, comma, pulmonary, comma, incontinence, comma, bowel medicine, comma, allergy medicine, comma, hypertension, comma, skin rash of the breast, comma, and vitamins, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes pain medicines as well as exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, congestive heart failure, comma, respiratory difficulties, comma, incontinence, comma, irritable bowel, comma, allergy, comma, anemia, comma, edema, comma, vascular insufficiency, comma, and vascular dementia, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for vaginal hysterectomy, comma, bilateral carpal tunnel surgery, comma, back implant for incontinence of both urinary and stool, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her right shoulder in the past, period. She has not had prior physical therapy for either shoulder, period. She never injured her shoulders of any significant degree in the past, period. The patient has not been in serious automobile accidents, only minor accidents, and none requiring any treatment, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is a retired executive director, and no work was missed as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies upon review of medical records. Several hundred pages of records were reviewed, period. Laris, L-A-R-R-I-S dash, L-A-R-R-I-S dash, I-F-Y, home care, dated July 26, 2022. Pain is in the left hip and right shoulder. She is weak and she has tightness in her ankles and knee with pain in her shoulders, period. Home health note, March 25th, 2021. She has pain in her right shoulder and right wrist from MVA, period. She has had soft tissue manipulation to her shoulder and right wrist to reduce tightness and pain, period. Another note from home care, March 23rd, 2021. Patient said her right shoulder feels stiff today, period. Assessment is reducing pain in her shoulder and right wrist, improving balance with walker and walking, period. They provided skilled treatment of several different modalities, period, which was typical on many of the notes, period. Another home health care note, March 18th, 2021. She has pain in her right shoulder and right wrist from MVA. She had pacemaker implanted for bladder control in October 2020, and she was involved in an MVA week of March 8th, 2021. Period. She is weak in her bilateral lower extremities, and she is unsteady with walker with inverted bilateral ankles, period. She will benefit from therapeutic exercises with pain management, period. Eskenazi Surgical Specialty Clinic Orthopedics. Note reviewed on March 2nd, 2021. Period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after reviewing the medical records and performing an IME, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of March 2nd, 2021 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary. Period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, video exam, examination of the skin revealed scars of the bilateral wrists due to old carpal tunnel surgery, period. ENT examination was negative, period. There was tenderness of the right posterior shoulder, period. There was no swelling noted, period. Examination of the left shoulder was unremarkable. Examination of the right shoulder revealed diminished range of motion, period. Right shoulder extension was diminished by 24 degrees, comma, flexion by 46 degrees, comma. Adduction, ADD, diminished by 14 degrees, comma, and abduction, ABD, diminished by 42 degrees, comma. Internal rotation diminished by 20 degrees, comma, and external rotation diminished by 34 degrees, comma, period. There was pain with range of motion of the right shoulder, as well as diminished strength and obvious crepitance, period. There was obvious diminished grip strength in the right hand, and the patient is right hand dominant, period. It abdominal examination was unremarkable, period. There was unrelated swelling of the bilateral ankles and right lower leg, period. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are right shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain caused by the automobile accident of March 2nd, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, it is safe to say that there is a permanent impairment of the right shoulder due to the automobile accident of March 2nd, 2021, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning that you will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in the right shoulder for the remainder of her life, period. She is much more susceptible to arthritis in this area, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. I would recommend an MRI of the right shoulder at a cost of $2,500, period. Some injections in the shoulder would cost about $2,800, period. Ongoing anti-inflammatory and analgesic medications would cost $80 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. The patient can use assistance with household chores, and she may need some additional physical therapy, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a video physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely, yours, Terry Mandel, GO End of Dictation.